Daily Rest, Monday, April 17th, 2023. The theme for the devotions this week is Resurrection Witnesses. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. Behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. They gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. Matthew 28, verses 2, 4, 11 to 13, and 15. Eyewitnesses of the Resurrection. All four gospel accounts report the events of the first Easter, but each writer was also inspired to provide a unique perspective. We will consider some of these unique messages from the resurrection witnesses this week. Matthew provides us with the Easter perspective of the Jewish leaders and the soldiers who reported to them. On Saturday, the leaders received permission from Pontius Pilate to have a guard posted in front of the tomb. These soldiers were the only eyewitnesses of the resurrection. The women and disciples all witnessed the empty tomb, but the soldiers were right there when it happened. They felt the earthquake. They saw the angel descend and roll away the stone. They, understandably, were terrified and passed out at the sight of it all. These soldiers had the opportunity to become the greatest Easter missionaries, similar to the shepherds who first saw the newborn Savior. But alas, they reported the news not to everyone they met, but to the Jewish leaders, who paid them for their silence. The soldiers missed an opportunity to spread the truth. The leaders missed the opportunity to believe the truth, and both groups lost the truth in the process. As Easter Christians blessed by God's grace to believe that truth, we have the opportunity to make widely known the saying concerning Jesus' tomb: "He is not there. He is risen, just as he said." Around the world the shout resounds, "Christ lives again and life abounds. The serpent's head is crushed, the grasp of death is broken. Atonement has been sealed, the empty grave its token. What happier news on earth than this? Christ's life is ours, and we are his." Worship Supplement 734, verse 1. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.